these years, obviously, you had bitterness, and maybe you still have some of that in your brain. I don't know if you do or not.
Well, I do, because I know what happens behind the scenes in intercollegiate athletics. I've often wondered, my interim president, soon after I resigned as head coach, he was giving the executive director enforcement for the NCAA. He was anointed as enforcement director, David Swank. I've often wondered about Miles Brand firing Bobby Knight. Now he's president of the NCAA. There's suspicion and coincidence that makes you wonder about how things actually do happen. And a lot of things do have hidden agendas and motives.
So then these years go by when it was not real popular to be Barry Switzer. And during this period of time when you were so-called shunned, then you just happened to get the head coaching job of the Dallas Cowboys in 94.
March 28th, I'll never forget that day, I had a colonoscopy that morning, and there's no correlation between Jerry Jones calling me and that colonoscopy, if people have asked. But I had a call from Jerry Jones asking me if I wanted to coach the Dallas Cowboys. And I said, Jerry, you have a coach. And he says, well, I won't after tomorrow because I'm firing him. And you want the job? And I said, if the job is open, I will visit with you about it. He fired Jimmy, and then the next day there was no interview. The job was offered me. I drove to Dallas. They announced the next day I was head football coach. Jerry had always considered me on the short list the first time when he bought the Cowboys. I wished he had hired me at that time in 1989 because I was just out of coaching. But that didn't happen, didn't occur. And if it had happened, I think the same things would have happened because Troy Aikman would have been my first draft pick and Troy Aikman would have been my quarterback immediately because I had him at Oklahoma and I knew what he was. I spent 4 years with the Dallas Cowboys, enjoyed that tremendously. Jerry and I had a great relationship. Steven, his son, Larry Lacewell was there. We had good teams. We won the Super Bowl 30 in 1995, my second year there. I was there 4 years. Then I was there at the beginning of the cap and free agency, and players began siphoned off, and the arrow on the team was pointed down. We had lost a lot of players, Novacek, Charles Haley on defense, our pass rusher. Then we weren't the team that we were several years earlier. Here again, I was never fired. I told Jerry I was going to resign. I'll pick the time and date. I did an early spring of 98. And I drove back to Norman, Oklahoma. I didn't even attend the press conference. It was ridiculous to resign and attend a press conference for the media to allow them to beat you up. Why submit yourself to something like that? I said, Jerry, you handle it. And you announce I resigned, and you say what you've got to say. But I'm out of here.
We should point out that you are one of only three coaches to win college and NFL championships, Paul Brown, Jimmy Johnson, and you.
They did not have the Super Bowl when Paul Brown coached. Jimmy and I are the only two coaches that have ever won Super Bowls and college national championships. He did that at Miami. We both did it professionally at the Dallas Cowboys. I obviously won three at Oklahoma.
When did you come back then to OU family again, I guess is the only way for me to say it.
Well, I came back here and watched Oklahoma football. I didn't spend much time watching it. I was embarrassed by the way they were playing. They had not recruited as well as we did in the 80s. They had no direction offensively. They were very poorly coached on offense, were limited in the players they had, and had some outstanding players, but they just didn't have the cohesiveness, the direction on offense that allowed them to have consistency and allow them to win. Then they hired a coach named Bob Stoops in 1999. I realized then, the first time I saw his team play, that we finally had the right guy. And the way he lined them up, the way they played, the effort they played with, he demonstrated offensively and defensively they were a very good, well-coached football team. And obviously, the next year they win a national championship. And since then, Oklahoma has been one of the top perennial teams again in college football, rightly so, and back where they belong at the top. He embraced me and my ex-players and all the players that had helped build and establish this great tradition of college football at the University of Oklahoma. That was very smart by Bob. He made us feel comfortable in our own home, as I've always expressed it. We built this great tradition, but Wilkinson created the monster. It was my job to feed it. Now it's Bob's job to feed it. I fed it well, and Bob's feeding it well now.